Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the 2017 NCPH International Planning Call. On 26th of January 2017, on the call today we have Consulate Ilelegi, Barbara Warner, Klaus Stoll, Tapani Tarvainen, Avery Doria, Tony Holmes, Ed Morris, Vicky Sheckler, and on the phone bridge we have Anna Loop. From staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi, Chantal Dixon, Rob Hoggart, Benedetta Rosie, and Ozan Shaheen. We have apologies from Chris Wilson. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Miriam. Welcome, everybody. Thanks very much for your patience as we solve the audio problems there. And thanks for your advice there, Tapani. I'll let Benedetta or others follow up if necessary in the chat, but that's something we'll check. I don't have an extensive agenda for today, and that's a tribute to the planning work to date. As you'll see, we've just got three major items, some of them with subheads, of course. We've got the introductions and roll call, which we've conducted. We'll provide you with a brief logistics update for any notable changes or things that have come up. And I hope that we'll be able to finalize the agenda, confirming the session list, and beginning the process for identifying the various discussion leaders. I'm not going to ask for a roll call of those today, but just to sort of set up a time frame for making sure that we as staff have all that so we can help with the logistics. Is there anything in addition to those items that anyone would like to add to the agenda list? Assuming we have the audio connected and otherwise looking for hands up, I see no comments. If anything comes up during our conversations here as any other business, we'll be happy to add it. As I indicated to you all, I think we'll not need the entire hour today because this is mainly more an exceptions conversation than anything else given the work done to date. Well, let's talk briefly logistics, and Benedetta, I'll ask you to listen in and clarify or add anything that I haven't gotten to. We're pretty much all set with a number of the various items. We are finalizing and we'll be receiving from the constituency travel team later today, I'm told, a list of the attendees and the various itineraries that have been arranged for everybody. I have noted, and a number of you have expressed concerns about some important visa issues over the course of the last week. Benedetta and I are here in Los Angeles for a series of other meetings, and we've met with the constituency travel team about those concerns. They're investigating every aspect of this, because when we raise the issue and sort of prioritize it to senior staff, that's gotten a number of folks looking at this. And so they're confirming not only that everyone's taken care of, which I've been assured has been the case, but to make sure that we make sure that any of the delays or difficulties that folks have noted do not happen again. A number of you have made some really good suggestions, I think, not only about improving things in the short term, but in the long term. We'll talk in other calls, I think, about some of those proposals that may come in through the special budget requests or something else. I can't speak to the merits or practicalities of that, not being involved in the actual travel planning and logistics there, but I assure you that we have noted this in a very serious way with senior leadership, and people are focused on this to make sure that we've got attention to this. We do have a couple of other issues that I think are being raised more generally. About travel, particularly in this unique environment that we're experiencing in the U.S. that could potentially impact travel to the U.S. for future public meetings and things like that. That's also a separate string that perhaps we can talk about in another venue. But again, we'll have the list and we'll do our double check. That is me, Benedetta, and others in terms of making sure that we've got everybody accounted for, that we know when people are arriving. As I noted on our past call, we're looking to add an informal cocktail on the first evening that week of the 13th, that Monday evening. And so we're triple checking everybody's itinerary so that we've got the appropriate planning and all that done for that Monday evening event. The other thing in terms of logistics, from my list, comes in terms of attendees. We've had an adjustment in terms of folks who are giving us feedback on whether they can attend or not. Unfortunately, Joran is still going to be remote, but given his travel schedule, we're going to have the opportunity for Jamie Hedlund to be at the meeting in person. So that's something that a number of you may want to factor into your breakout sessions as well. Jamie's going to be there for like a day and a half. He doesn't have his final itinerary yet. I think he's changing some flights. And so in addition to the opportunity to address the group collectively, if some of you want to be thinking about an agenda item or two in some of your various breakout sessions, you might want to be thinking about that. I hope, and this is something that I'll be checking with both Miriam and Chantel early next week, is that you're all making progress on your individual agendas, and so we'll look forward to getting any feedback or hearing about any particular needs you all have for some of those meetings. You may be looking at some other remote participants in some of those meetings. We're certainly interested from Chantel and Miriam's part on supporting the agenda for those meetings. So we hope that all those arrangements are coming together. We had a couple of things, I think, from a scheduling perspective that we were working through for that Thursday morning, which is, again, outside of this programming agenda and comes to your individual community meetings. But I think most of those things are being handled, and so we'll be in good shape there. Just looking at the next slide, I'd like to have that up while I finish the logistics, Miriam, is our friendly reminder. We're now at just about T-minus 18 days, depending upon what time of day it is where you are connecting on this call. So we're coming right down to the wire. But some of the anecdotal information I have is that you're all proceeding with your plan, so that's good news there. Benedetta, is there anything else from a travel perspective or anything that I have missed that we want to flag? I just noted that you're on listen only, but if there's anything to type into the chat or otherwise flag on that, that would be great.
Can you hear me? No, I don't have anything else.
Yes.
I just wanted to flag that there's a question from Kathy in the chat for you, Rob, about what day Jamie will be in town for.
Thank you. Kathy, it looks like both, it's like Monday and Tuesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday and Wednesday at the moment. So for the full agenda, I think he was trying to change things so he could be there for the full 2 days. Tentatively, he was getting in sometime late on Monday, but is trying to extend that. So we should know that in the next 24 or 48 hours. I think there were some issues with getting feedback from the hotel and finalizing his airfare. So I would plan for him to be there. I think given the way we have set up the agenda and have had to do it from a time zone perspective for Joran, and also to accommodate some of the late in the day sessions that you have, that shouldn't be a problem because your breakout sessions are all tending to be in the morning, and he'll at least be there both mornings. So I think you'll be in good shape on that. And remember also that on day one, that Tuesday, while one stakeholder group is connecting with Joran, the other will have a breakout session. And Jamie's scheduled to be there all day Monday. So as you're thinking about that, probably Monday is the better day, but I think you'll have some options certainly on your breakout session on Wednesday morning, day two. Anything else, Benedetta? Did I miss anything?
Nope, nothing else.
Okay, great. All right, if we can just then go to the next agenda item. And I also wanted to just interject. I think you have all been very good, and I very much appreciate over the course of this planning process where you have added additional folks to the list so that they could get access to seeing the various agenda drafts. I know just based on anecdotal information that a number of folks have been going to the wiki site to check on various updates to the agenda. So thanks very much for alerting people to that as well. And on the next slide, Miriam, if you can go to that, we'll see the list of sessions. I regret for those of you who are joining late that this is more of a confirmation. We don't really have time to do any adjustments to topics or reopen those discussions, but I hope that you'll feel that there's enough flexibility in the schedule, and in addition to your breakout sessions, that you'll have adequate time for additional planning for those. Our session list is what's up on the screen now in Adobe Connect, 9 different sessions. The major item that I'm concerned about from a procedural standpoint is that we have folks, you know, specifically assigned to some of these sessions. What I did prior to our last call was I randomly selected through my magical hat and pieces of paper the individual groups that, from a community perspective, we assigned leadership for the various sessions. We didn't identify individuals, but figured that was best left to all of you. And what we'd like to do over the course of the next week is for you to provide Miriam and Chantel with the specific individuals who you intend to provide as chairs. I don't recall whether it was Renata or Tanya at one point in on the email list suggested that, you know, a team approach might be useful to some of these sessions in terms of, you know, leadership or whatever. I leave that up to all of you. If you want more than one person, you know, representing your group to chair the individual session, that's fine. That's really up to all of you all. I just wanted to have some individuals identified so that we as staff could follow up with you all, provide any assistance here over the next week and a half, 2 weeks from your planning perspective. As you provide us with individuals who have that responsibility, we're happy to set up a phone call, facilitate that conversation so that you all can do various bits of planning. We'll, at the very least, reach out to you all via email. We're going to be dividing up the responsibilities from a staff perspective so that you'll have a staff member assigned to assist the various session leads and, you know, make sure that the appropriate documents are obtained or loaded or that we, you know, do the appropriate liaising or coordination for you all for your sessions. So please take a look at the agenda and note where you have responsibilities as a community and let Miriam and Chantel know who those individuals are. I think it's fine for us to go as late as maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday for you to designate folks. I know that a number of you have been already going through those selection processes or talking to folks internally. So I hope that's not very much heavy lifting here as we head to the end of things. So we should be in pretty good shape there. I also, if you'll recall, offered that if any of you wanted to do any trading of some of those assignments, that you could feel free to do so. And I've already been informed of a couple of those, and you may have seen those in the red line version of the agenda that I sent out earlier in the week. We had a couple of trades there. And so I think that worked out well, and thanks, folks, for informing me of that. Greg, thanks for your note in the chat that you've been on audio. So this is our list. Unless there's some, you know, tremendous change or there's been a new hot meteoric issue that has popped up, this is the list. I would suggest that, you know, if there's anything else that might crop up from a policy issue perspective here in the next couple of weeks that becomes a truly hot topic, you can add that to session 5 there, which is the policy issue placeholder that's currently been designated. And I know here on my slide it says EG. I think you all had a consensus that you would be focusing on RPM and IP issues, but I'll leave it to the session leaders for that session to entertain any suggestions for expanding that. That's really all I had. I mean, the major purposes I indicated in the agenda here was to see if anyone had any particular notable items, things they wanted to raise with respect to this particular list. I was gratified to see over the course of the last week that we didn't have a lot of email traffic suggesting any changes. Most of the emails I saw, in addition to the visa issues that I mentioned earlier, were directed ones to Mir Benedetta with some specific edits, or as I indicated, those trade-offs in responsibilities for some of the sessions. So that's really the full inventory of my information and updates on this programming piece. Is there anything that anyone would like to add, note in terms of the difficulty with respect to the agenda? Any suggestions in potentially reordering something if you thought that was necessary? I'll entertain that. And noting your raised hand, Kathy, turn the microphone over to you. Thank you.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, terrific, because I'm using VoIP. Normally, I call in directly. So, Rob, I have a question for you. First, everything is so well presented. Thank you very much. In terms of doing SLAM, and we don't know who's leading this, so let me ask a general question for everyone. Is there someone at ICANN to assist in doing slides? Would we be doing it ourselves? Is there a template we can use? Since people coming from different sides, different places, if there was someone at ICANN that we could throw bullet points to and then have a common template for all the slides across the board, that might be very useful. But I thought I'd ask. I don't remember how we've done it in the past. Thanks.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the inquiry there, and it takes us to, I think, a level of preparation that hasn't been reflected in the past meetings. We've only done the chair concepts last year in Los Angeles, and I honestly don't recall that we had any slides in any of those discussions last year. I think the general ethos or spirit has been to use the time for conversations much more than presentations, if you will. But Kathy, if you think that there are particular items or audio visuals that you want to pull together, the call I would make, noting that I don't have any of my fellow staff near me to kick me or anything, is that as we reach out to you all to assist you in terms of pulling the thoughts together for your given sessions or otherwise, please just let us know as the staff who reach out to you whether you need that support. And we'd be looking to, we'll figure that out from a staff perspective, how we can help you in that regard. If you are anticipating any 20 or 30-page slide decks, I'd suggest you're probably going in the wrong direction, but certainly things that would be helpful or information that we can help put up there, we'll definitely do that. As you may know from past ICANN public meetings, we have a standard template that goes out for all of those events, and we're more than happy for purposes of standardization to pull that together. But more the organic nature of this meeting and Greg's group therapy sort of scene there, I think less formality is better. So please don't feel constrained by any particular format or by wanting to be creative in terms of presentations. I hope that was responsive, Kathy. And your hand has gone up, so I'll turn the mic back to you. Thanks.
Yeah, Rob, that was very responsive. I just wanted to add that I guess I must be turning into a geek because I think in terms of slides, and you're right, I don't think this is a place for presentations. But for some of the topics, at least some of the later topics that are more substantive, slides may help kind of divide up the discussion. That there may be different parts of the discussion, and slides may just help saying that the presenters think the overview is A, B, and C. Does everybody agree? And then, let's talk about A, let's talk about B, let's talk about C. It just can help if we have to cover a lot of material. Thanks.
Thank you. Excellent point. And again, so if from a prep perspective, either any of you who are the designees or any of your colleagues to whom you're designating the chair responsibilities for a particular session, if you think that there are some slides there that would be helpful, we're more than happy to help you pull those together. It's relatively tight this year given the desire to have the meeting in this time frame, so we don't have the luxury that you've all discussed in the planning process for a couple years now of having several months to pull things together. So from that perspective, I think we would still like to work with you to see if anything like that needs to be pulled together, literally, you know, over the next 10 days. That's the other thing that I'm very conscious of. You know, folks are making sacrifices and commitments to come to the meeting, and we want it to be as productive in your discussions as possible. To do that, you need some prep, but we also want to be careful that we're not overburdening you in terms of pulling that stuff together. So I'll trust that within your own groups, you're, you know, appropriately sharing the workload or anything like that. The other final point I'd make, Kathy, that a number of you may remember is we do generally, for meeting purposes, have slides that will go up that at the very least identify, okay, here's the session that we're in right now, so that if somebody has to step out of the room or they're back and forth or have some jet lag, they just have to look up behind the speakers and see, oh, that's our topic for today. And so it'll be very easy, I believe, to just incorporate, you know, the 2, 3, 5 slides that the discussion leads might want to put up. And I imagine they're going to be more bulleted and not the typical ICANN slide units, if you will, where someone's just reading off them in some form of presentation, but that they're more cues for the conversation. So in that spirit, and again, however the chairs want to do it, Kathy, it's fine from our perspective. Thanks, Miriam, for noting, because I'm very poor at following the chat, that Tony also had a question asking, is the agenda posted on the wiki now considered final? It's the latest version, Tony. I can say that much. What we try to do is keep it a living document in terms of being able to provide updates, share bits of information. You know, once you've gone into the wiki, and as many of you do, you can follow the page or whatever, it's a means and mechanisms, or at least an alternative channel for us to share bits of information. You know, for example, like the next version, for those who haven't been on this call, you know, it'll indicate that Jamie's participating in person, things like that. I anticipate and would like all of your nod, assent, and consent that we're not going to change after this call. We're not going to change the timing. We're not going to change the topics or any of those substantive issues. Further updates might reflect, and I intend for them to reflect, who the session leads are, and that could change up until the last minute. But, you know, other than that, I think this will be, as we hang up this call, your crystallized list, the timing and schedule. So particularly if you've got members of your community who are interested in a particular session, that they can get their calendars in order. On previous planning calls, we talked about flexibility with the various sessions and indicated from the staff perspective our willingness to help you push, you know, a particular session 10, 15 minutes longer, maybe shorten one here or there as necessary, but trying to observe our general principles of respect for any remote observers or participants, that we're pretty much sticking to the schedule. Because as many of you know as chairs, there's a lot of challenge on the logistics side if we start, you know, basically what we're trying to do to maintain the transcripts and the recordings is to be very specific with our telecom providers. And, you know, we start a session as close as we can to the start time and end it so that we've got the transcripts and recordings all appropriately ordered. And because people are, you know, moving other meetings to participate. But you all know most of that, so I won't bore you with further details there. Any other comments about any particular timing or any other substance? Any concerns about the timing of coming back to us with your list of session chairs? Again, we're going to be leaning on Chantel and Miriam to be reminding you of all that, as they're probably very involved with you all right now in terms of finalizing your breakout agendas and things like that. I'm hopeful that's planning you can all do sort of comprehensively and together. One other thing I noted, and I'm just quickly looking here at my notes, from a staffing perspective, we're going to have 6 ICANN, you know, staff there in terms of the direct support for you all and pulling everything together. And yes, Barb, I think we're targeting the 31st of January for session leads That's next Tuesday, and so that would be great if you guys could have that to us. But from a staffing perspective, the folks on this call, Ozan, Benedetta, and myself will be participating. We're also going to have Glenn de Saint-Jury there. It's very important, as many of you know, Glenn's news transitioning to more of a consultant role for us, certainly over the next several months. She's close by geographically, so we're going to have Glenn there. And then we have two meeting support team, Josh Balch for the technical work, Maya Saito for all the work with respect to the hotel, the physical arrangements, the meeting rooms, and all of that. We'll have Joran remotely. We'll have David Olive there in person for the 13th and the very early part of the 14th, and then Jamie for at least a day and a half and probably for 2 days if he can work that out. I do want to flag as well that since David is going to be there on the 13th, he's happy to do one-on-ones with folks on any particular issues that might come up. And if that comes up, please email him directly. His executive assistant, Susie Johnson, is helping to coordinate his calendar for that day. Particularly, and of course, you know, reach out to me or Benedetta on that too, and we can help facilitate that connection with Susie. Anything that I am missing, forgetting, Benedetta, Chantel, Miriam, or Ozan? Oh, and I'll note, giving folks an opportunity to raise their hands or whatever there, is that Miriam and Chantel will also be supporting the meeting, not in person, but, you know, all of your calls and the community activities you're doing as breakouts, and they'll be assisting us from a remote participation standpoint as well. Oh, thank you, Kathy. Yes, I should mention that we have scheduled a webinar for newcomers or somebody who's a veteran and just wants a refresher course for next Tuesday, January 31st, same date that you asked Barbara about, you know, providing back the feedback on the session leaders. We've scheduled that for 1400 UTC. It's going to be recorded and transcribed. And immediately or as soon as possible after the meeting, we'll get that posted on the meeting webpage so that that will be available to folks. And please, many of you are experienced veterans of this and are probably answering questions directly to members of your community. But if anyone has individual questions, we're more than happy to answer them from a staff perspective if someone wants to reach out to us by phone or email. But yeah, we've targeted next Tuesday, trying to do it, you know, not the last minute, but give people a little bit longer time period for some of that information, but close enough that, you know, they're not going to forget the information. And as some of you who have participated that in the past, it's purely for background and flavor. You know, people will prepare as they do as individuals for some of the substantive issues, but just to give them background in a sense as to how you guys have conducted things in the past. Seeing or hearing nothing from my colleagues, I'll look one more time for any of you as planners. If there's anything else that you would like to raise, anything that you all need to discuss as a group. Otherwise, I'm going to be very thankful for all of the efforts and input that you've all provided to date. I note that Fosnay is typing. The newcomer webinar, Fosnay, from our perspective, is just to, because I think you participated in the one last year, is just to give folks a general idea, you know, why are we having this meeting, what's the background of it, what's the general arc of the 2 days, how do things fit in, and quite frankly, just to create a space for folks to know that they're welcome, that we're more than happy to help in any perspective. Just trying to, you know, ease the transition of folks, and so they're not coming in fresh going, what is this? I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what's going on. Again, you guys are doing a lot of that in your conversations, I'm sure, individually within your community. We just want to give them a bigger and broader context. Yes, anyone will be welcome. As all of you know, in the past, in terms of remote participation / observing, because that's really much more what it is, we end up getting a broader group of people. And if I recall in past meetings, folks from other communities just peeking in to see what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, the webinar shouldn't be limited, and I don't feel or think that we should have any constraints about participating. With everyone's workload, I can't imagine that someone who isn't a delegate really wants to spend a lot of time in the webinar. But if you have folks who are part of your community who you think might benefit from hearing about it because they're going to be remote observers, I would be, you know, more than happy to welcome them. And, again, we're going to record and transcribe that webinar, so anyone will be able to reference that on the community wiki, delegate or not delegate. I actually used some of the materials that we've put up together in the past when I was first alerting Joran to the meeting, just to give him background. So, I mean, I think it works well for everybody. We've also invited, before anyone asks, because I haven't been able to keep up with the chat, our newcomers, you know, the NCAs, and they've expressed interest in participating in it as well. Thanks, Benedetta, for that additional chat piece. So I don't have anything else substantive, so I'm just interested if there's anything else that anyone else would like to contribute to this. Otherwise, thank you all very much, and we'll see you in Reykjavik in a couple of weeks. And just in case you're worried about it, as far as I know, the threatened summit between President Trump and President Putin is no longer being planned, but that would be a very interesting outside sort of challenge for us if that were to take place at the same time. Farzaneh asks in the chat, number one, I see Benedetta's hand is raised. I'll quickly double check if there are any final questions. Farzaneh, I had flagged for you all in terms of talking about the next intersessional that probably you might talk about that as part of your agenda for the NCPH procedural in-house issues. I know the major focus on that is going to be your selection of the next board member. And you'll probably, you know, review your requirements under the new bylaws to have to do that. But if there's time, I would think that that would be the time you'd be talking about the future of intersessional meetings. Some of our early planning calls, I think the interest or intent was to, if not make a decision, at least begin the discussion about when and where you would have the next one. So we're certainly requesting that in the FY18 budget. And so whether that's later this calendar year or next calendar year, we're certainly open to having that conversation. Yes, in remote participation, I keep adding the term observation more than anything, is going to be open. We're going to be publicizing the contact information on the website, on the wiki space. And so from a transparency perspective, anyone will be able to sort of observe what's going on. Benedetta, I'll turn the microphone over to you. I see you've had your hand raised.
Thank you, Rob. I just wanted to give a quick clarification regarding the purpose of the webinar. Since Farzaneh was asking some good questions about that. The reason why we decided to hold it last year was mainly because the full list of delegates wasn't obviously part of the planning team. It was mainly leaders and volunteers who wanted to be on the planning list from the community perspective. So it's a similar situation this year. I know that in this case, recently we've had a lot of the delegates who have joined the mailing list and attended some of the calls. But for those who haven't or who might have missed some of the information on the logistics, that's sort of why we're holding the webinar. It's not necessarily to go into further details on the sessions, because that's sort of the planning team's responsibility. So I just wanted to update you about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very helpful. I mean, I think our intent for the webinar is to give folks an opportunity to ask questions. We don't intend, almost like this call, or others, is we don't intend to talk the whole time. I mean, it's really to let people ask questions and get some perspective on things. And so the chat and any recordings will, I hope, be helpful in that regard. All right. Well, thank you all very much. Again, some of you are just joining. Others, you've been through this entire, almost literally every call the last couple of months. Thanks very much. As usual, everyone's been very collegial about putting this together. You all had some really good conversations about pulling together these issues and some good debates. So thanks very much for doing that. We will look forward to seeing all of you here in 18 days in Reykjavik. Anything comes up, any difficulties or problems, please reach out to us. We'll continue to press our community constituency travel team on the visa issues. That's becoming a much broader issue, of course. So we'll have as much information as we can for you guys on that moving forward, and we'll work as hard as we can to finish up any final plans before that. So thanks, everybody, very much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in Iceland, and let's stay in touch. On email, please get those session leaders' information together, and we'll look forward to a great meeting. Thanks, everyone. Feel free to keep chatting on the in the room. Miriam, let's leave that open for a little bit, and we'll see you all soon. We can end the recording. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Iris, please, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you for your time today. Thank you to all participants for attending the call today. Goodbye.
Thanks very much, Miriam, for your support. Thanks, Chantel and Ozan, and appreciated all your patience as you worked through that glitch. That was great.
Thank you all.
All right. Bye-bye, Miriam. I'm disconnecting now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all.